This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing this morning.
It is Brandon Porter.
Brandon, filling in. What's up, bud?
It's been a couple days, man.
Yeah, it has. You doing all right?
I'm doing good. Football season's back, so my free time has cut in a fraction of what it was, but now it's
true.
Good.
Well, good. Well, that's cool. Well, we're all rolling, man. Hurricane Sally went into the east of us, but we're still getting a lot of water off of it. We got a coastal flood advisory for Galveston and Corpus Christi this morning, so if you've been seeing these bull tides off of that storm, that's what it's from. Plus, you know, we're on our fall equinox too, and we're going to naturally get higher than normal tides this time of year, a little bit high. But when you put all that water that storm pushed around in the Gulf, here you go. This is the result. All right, our sponsors for today's show: Mainstream Marketing, Texan Roofing, Boyd's One Stop, and the Belleville Meat Market. 82 down in Galveston feels like 88. And looks like today, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. They were promising rain today, but they backed off on that and delayed it till tonight. But north-northeast winds will still be hanging there with us at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And then tonight, 40% chance of rain, scattered, especially late, low of 79, northeast winds 10 to 20. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, high of 88, northeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. So we're hung up in these northeast winds, so do what you can with that. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tides. We're on a four-tide schedule. We have a high at 5:26 a.m. It's a 1.6. Then a low at 10:28 a.m., a 1.1. Then a high at 4:26 p.m., a 1.7. And then a low tonight at 11:08 p.m., an 0.5. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m., for you teal hunters, that'll put shooting time in the Houston-Galveston area at 6:35 a.m. 7:21 p.m. is sunset, and our moon phase is 0%. We're on a brand new moon. Looking at current conditions, 22 nautical miles, east of Galveston. We have a north-northeast wind at 16, gusting to 18, with 85-degree water and 83-degree air temperature. Eagle Point, northeast at 16, gusting to 20. And at Morgan's Point, north-northeast at 11, gusting to 14. So, got a little bit of breeze out there this morning. Perfect breeze for teal hunting. I'll take a northeast wind any day. I like it. All right. Well, let's get to get the show started. Let's start off at Sabine Lake with Captain Bill Watkins this morning. Bill, what's going on, man?
Oh, man. I'm not too happy dealing with that northeast wind. That definitely slows down. Well, actually, it cuts down on what areas you can fish.
It eliminates a lot of water.
It surely does. So, coping with it, though, no problem.
I know.
You're
a survivor, man.
Hey, just go to the other end of the lake and go to work.
That's it. That's all you can do. Get out of the wind and deal with what you got to work with.
Yeah, this time of year I start poking around up north anyway. Since we're not having any rain, everything's beginning to kind of shape up there.
Yeah.
So it'll all work out. It'll all work out, no problem. So don't look like I'm going to get to do any teal hunting. I just wasn't ready. didn't really have a place to go and wasn't ready and, just too much to do. I'll get caught up, hopefully. I hadn't even been dove hunting.
I hadn't either. I have not popped a cap.
But I'm getting set up for the squirrels that live in the woods around my house.
Yeah, what is that, October 1st coming up? Squirrel
yep.
And, season.
I will be popping a few of them under the feeders at my house. That's one way of doing it.
Well, you got to thin the herd around there. I'm overpopulated. I got to do something around my place.
And finally, you have future yard pets. If you got that many squirrels, and I live in the woods anyway, so I can legally shoot them.
Right.
As long as I don't go over at my neighbor's cows or something, that'll be all right. So I'll hopefully get me a mess of squirrels without having to worry about stepping on a copperhead.
Yeah, no joke. Or a cottonmouth.
Or a cottonmouth.
Especially
in
river bottoms. You got them big old canebrake moccasins down in them bottoms, man.
Oh, they're big.
And they're mean. They'll come get you.
Yes, they will.
They will come get you.
You never
they're what, a moody snake? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you don't know what mood they're going to be in either.
Everyone I've ever seen has always been in a bad mood for whatever reason.
I've met
rattlesnakes with better dispositions than moccasins.
Yeah, usually if you leave a rattlesnake alone, he'll pretty well stay.
Oh, yeah, he'll stay out of your way. Now, copperhead, what I hate about them, they won't move. They hold their ground. They'll just lay there, wait for you to step on them.
Fortunately, they're not bad to strike at you unless you step on them or bump them.
Right.
I have been real close to them and not got bit, but they're so hard to see.
They are. They blend in with their surroundings big time. They're a beautiful snake. But all the people I know that have been hit by a copperhead have been hit on the thumb or the hand, weeding flower beds.
That's a good way to get it. I know a fella got hit on his foot.
Ooh.
And was mowing in flip-flops.
Mowing in flip-flops.
Yeah.
There you go. That'll do it.
Yeah, they're not that bad to strike you, but they will if you mess with them. And like you say, they don't run.
No.
They just kind of can't.
They're a lazy snake. Wherever
yep.
they're at, they're going to hold their ground right there. That's what they're bad about in flower beds. They'll just coil up in there and blend in with, the mulch and everything else, and you can't see them.
I'm definitely nervous about snakes when I'm walking in the woods this time of year.
Yeah, everybody needs to be aware of that, too.
Yeah, there's still plenty of them out there.
How about hunting those rice fields, teal hunting and everything we do in the dark, walking in? They're there. I mean, that's their environment. That's prime environment for cottonmouths.
Yeah, that's a dangerous snake, too. And if you pull a boat up over one of them, he's liable to be mad when you step out of that boat.
Oh, yeah.
I had one chase me up a concrete ramp one day at Rayburn. I was running on all fours backwards trying to get away from that guy. And he was striking at me. Oh, goodness. He looked like a sidewinder coming up that concrete tailing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, finally, I got ahead of him, and he stopped. And I stopped. And then I went to looking for something to kill him with. I reached over and found me an old dead stick on the bank, and I went after him, and he went back under my boat. And I wouldn't get in that boat till daylight.
Can't blame you.
We had a standoff. He went back on that boat in the water, and I thought, where's he at? If I walk down there and touch that boat, he's liable to come out of it again. So I just stayed there. Discretion is the better part of valor.
I was waiting East Shoreline one day, and we all get back to the boat, and, you know, I know we had to step over the snake. You get up on the ladder and get in and throw all your gear down on the floor, your wading belts and everything, and we run all the way back across the bay, and when I pulled into the bait camp there, one of my guys tapped me on the shoulder and pointed to the back of the boat, and I looked back there in the splash well, and there was a big old cottonmouth laying in there. He hitchhiked all the way back to the west side of Trinity. So I got my dip net and picked him up with it to get him out. Well, he ended up intertwining all in that webbing in that net, and I couldn't get him out of there. I just threw the net and all in the water. I said, he can have it all. I hope he drowns.
I wouldn't let him have that net. Gosh. Yeah, the stories that you can wind up with about snakes, it's I think back of it. I don't know how I kept from getting bit so many times. You're in their environment, and you can't always see them, and it's dangerous out there. Everybody be careful. It's still hot. They're still out.
Oh, yeah.
Time. Don't let one of them nail you. Take your time when you...
How to ruin a good hunt or a good fishing trip.
Yeah, and when it's dry like it is now, they'll get in those laterals and rice fields. And, boy, there's some big moccasins out there.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa used to call them cane break moccasins. He said they're so big they come through that cane, they were breaking cane to get to you. Cane breaks.
That's a good way to put it. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, I've seen some that were 4 foot long and just thick, big old fat things, head 2 inches wide.
Oh, yeah. Head on them as big as your fist. That's nasty.
Oh, yeah.
They'll pop you, too. Have you heard anything on, I'm not seeing much publicity on Sally. I know that, you know, I watched part of it trying to stay in touch with it on the Weather Channel, and boy, that thing was nasty, that storm crawling like that and just withering stuff away with those high tides. And, you know, it turned into a Category 2 when it came aground. And
it seemed like to me that all the weather people were all hanging out in New Orleans, and that's all they were talking about. Well, it's going to miss New Orleans, look like. And they
I always
about
thought it was going east, and it did.
Yeah, they talked about it. Meanwhile, the hurricane's, you know, 70 miles away. I think they just totally missed the point on that one.
Well, they just, you know, a few miles makes a big difference. And look at the size of these tides we're getting off of it from it sitting there churning for so long. I mean, we got coastal flood warnings all the way out down to Corpus Christi. You know, from excessive high tides.
Well, I hope that's the last one this year.
You and me both, man, we need to get some quick fronts in here, you know, to steer everything away, keep them off the coast here, push them out.
I think we're about done. But, you know, there's another one down in the southern Gulf.
Yeah, Bay of Campeche. I mean, they had... The other day when they said it probably had a 20% chance of developing, but, oh, man.
Yeah, it's been a rough year for hurricanes and storms. And the way they talked about Sally, you never know that there was a place called Lake Charles that got wiped out just the other day.
Yeah.
And they never even mentioned that. I've been watching it off and on, and nobody said anything about poor Lake Charles.
I know, and they're wiped off the map. Looked like a bomb went off in that place, man.
They're back talking about New Orleans again.
Yeah.
New Orleans this and New Orleans that. It's like,
well, they want it to hit there because what's New Orleans, like 3 or 4 feet below sea level?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean,
they're just like a bunch of ambulance chasers.
Yeah. They really
I get sick of listening to them. And I love how they want to stand out in the wind and it'd be blowing 90 miles an hour.
They're good actors, man.
With their rain suit flapping in the wind and trying to talk on their little microphone. And
oh, yeah.
Debris flying past them.
That reminded me of that one reporter, what was it, Anderson Cooper, whoever it was CNN or something, after that one hurricane a couple of years ago. The water wasn't even, it was ankle deep to shin deep, and he was stood off with a pair of waders on in a bar ditch right next to the road to make it look like it was bad. And it showed people in the background walking in ankle deep water, man. I cracked up laughing. I said, well, they're desperate. Hey, Bill, let me do a quick commercial break. I'll come back to you. Hang with me, man.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. As we move right along, let's go back to Bill Watkins and talk a little more. All right, Bill, we're back, man.
All right.
During the break, I got a text from a listener about the disturbances. That one down in the Bay of Campeche, they're throwing a 90% chance in now that it may develop. We need a front real quick. And he noted also that that's right where Harvey came from.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think I'd ever hear Harvey again. Don't want to hear.
Oh, no.
But you got old Teddy out there and Vicky, and they're running out of names, man. We're using up the alphabet.
It's been a busy year, I guarantee you that.
Yes, sir.
My evacuation money's fund is already low now because I've already evacuated once.
Your bug out money? Bailout money?
Yeah, bailout money. That's exactly right. The best way to put it.
I've got some friends that boarded their houses up, and like a dummy, I took all mine down and put it back in the shop. But they left theirs up. I went by to visit with them Monday. I said, man, your windows are still boarded up. They said, the way this year's going, it's 2020, the year we're having, we're leaving it up till November 1st.
I don't blame them one bit. Take it down around the opening of deer season. That should be safe.
Hopefully.
But it's intensely hot. The heat is just withering.
I know.
I mean, mid-afternoon is just awful, and it doesn't cool off until way after dark. And we hadn't had any rain in, gosh, over 9 days. Not one little drop of rain, which is unusual for us.
I had about an inch, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. I got about an inch out of one thunderstorm, and it's been it. Other than that, it's dry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it rained so much this spring and on into the first of the summer, I'm not going to complain. You know, if the grass dies, it dies.
Hey, it'll always come back.
People the grass
can't sleep at night worrying about their yard. And believe me, folks, I've had every disease, every drought condition. It always comes back. You can't get rid of that stuff once it's established. It may look bad and look dead. It's coming back.
Well, dry weather conditions makes for good fishing around here. And that's for a fact. If the rivers clear up, you know, if the Neches River clears up all the way to Beaumont, there's redfish up there, and that's just some fun fishing. And about halfway down towards Bean Lake, there'll be trout. They love to go up there. And this time of year is a good time to go. That's the Bean River, same way. There'll be trout all the way up to Orange. There's some schools
of fishing. Well, we see that a lot this time of year and all your tributaries like that. A lot of your little trout get in there with the shrimp, you know, following them out or going up there to get them. And then once we get that good fall dump, they'll all post up and come out and start hitting the flats and ledges and all that, and birds working.
There's a lots of populations of trout up in the intercoastal, the Sabine River and the Neches River, in those deep channels. They're up there.
And I know with these bull tides, there ain't no telling where they are now with all this good, high, salty, you know, extra tides we've been getting.
Oh, yeah. they're in all of the larger bios right now. And like you say, there'll be a lot of little trout up there, but there'll also be some schools of mature ones too. It's funny how in September, late September especially, they just seem to show up in the mouths of the bios or out on the Neches River flats. All we need is for it to not be a bunch of fresh water coming down the rivers. If that water gets salty and clear, shoot, man, it'll be on like a chicken bone.
Well, no, and those are prime areas for flounder, too. All your bayou mouths, river mouths, and all that, the flats, you know, surrounding them exist. And we used to wade this time of year, especially with these bull tides like we've got now. You get all the, you know, you wade areas that you normally wouldn't wade because it was dry land. And that water gets back up in the, like, pasture land, you know, where all the shoreline grasses and everything are. And those fish really, you know, they won't be thick in there. They'll be scattered out, but it's worth wading. I know, you know, when you get a lot of water like this, that Christmas Bay area, all that Tri-Bay area, it produces well because, you know, it fills up so full of water. And those fish push up in there real good, trout and reds, flounder too.
Yeah. And then when it starts finally falling, that's when you'll see some real action.
Oh, yeah.
On October, well, actually, yeah, it's usually right in October 1st or so, those that water starts falling, the shrimp will come out and get in the lake.
When the shrimp dump, the fish come with it.
Yeah.
And the ones in the bays, they're waiting in the drainage points, just waiting on the ambush.
Yeah, and that'll make that'll change my pattern considerably. But I'm due to go north any day now. And actually, I think I might do that Friday. Maybe I'll have you a report Saturday morning.
Well,
so far, I mean, there's fish on the jetties right now. They're still there just like they ought to be. But they will soon leave. Our trout will start pulling off the jetty in October.
Yeah, our best trout fishing is still, you know, for more mature fish, better fish. It's been West Bay and all down on that end, the whole West End and Tri-Bay area all through there. That's been holding the best quality trout all year long, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our fishing here for most of the summer has been on the low end. Now, there's up on the Neches River flats up off the North Levee Wall, that's been pretty consistent all year.
Mm-hmm.
And the ship channel from the mouth of the Neches all the way around to the bottom end has been good. And ship traffic hadn't been that strong this year. You know, due to oil stuff, you know, oil problems, the oil being so low in price. They wasn't running that many ships like they normally do. So the ship channel's been a pretty strong play. And the water stayed clear up there through most everything.
Right.
And all the way up to Texaco Island and beyond. So there's...
What are you calling Texaco Island?
Texaco Island is up where it makes the 90-degree turn.
Oh, for the intercoastal to go towards Calcasieu?
Yeah. Well, actually, you go up toward Taylor's Bow,
right,
where all of it breaks off, and the ship channel turns back to the east.
Oh, okay,
and the ship channel and the intercoastal are the same.
Right.
Right in that area, all that area, there's a lot of industry up there and a lot of good drop-offs. See, that channel's 45, 50 foot deep all the way up.
Yeah, it is. I know when you go through that barrel channel cut and cut into there, it'll drop off to 40 and 45 feet of water.
Yeah, and that area has been holding a lot of fish this year. And, you know, you can actually fish the intercoastal, but there is a lot of barge traffic. You have to put up with that. But, I mean, there's that water, once it got salty and clear and green up there, those fish have been catchable. And that's, of course, that's all Texas limits.
Right.
So bear in mind, that's a five fish limit area.
Now, where does the land go through the top end up there? That's on, that'd be on the east side of the Barrel Channel, right? Over there by, what is it? You got Sydney's the first island, then Rabbits, and no, let's see, you got Stute, Sydney, and Rabbits.
Yeah.
Those three islands back there.
Good. Yep. Then you got Old River Cove. That'll be produced out pretty soon because
I used to love fishing that. I used to catch some good fish in that cove, man.
Oh yeah, you got 10 foot the GSU intake
that channel that runs through there. Yeah,
because all of that goes right through there, through those flats, and there's some fish move up and down that too.
Yeah, they do.
And then you got the next cove over, Hickory Cove, I think.
Yeah.
And you got Old River Cove and Hickory Cove. And there's fish comes up out of that deep channel and runs those flats, reds and trout.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes the northern part of it, and then sometimes the southern back into Sabine Lake itself. So all of that area has some pretty strong fishing at times.
A lot of deep water access from shallow flats and drains and everything else, prime habitat for trout, especially in the fall.
And winter. Oh, it's good in winter up there till it gets real fresh. And as long as it stays salty up there, they love being up there. That's one of the main wintering areas always.
Right.
So it pays to probe around. You might think you're in a bunch of industry, but the fish are there.
No doubt.
They don't care. They don't know what's up on the hill. They're not worried about that.
No. All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, I'll check in with you Saturday. If somebody wants to call you about going fishing this fall, give them out a number, man.
409-786-2018.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
That's it, brother.
Bill, always a pleasure. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you later on.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, man. Thank you, Bill. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to The Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Here's one. Howdy, gang. Believe it or not, I'm older than Captain Mickey. I would have loved to have been part of your lifetime of campfire circles. You guys are awesome. Dead-eye Ronnie, rolling one in Pearland. Everybody's rolling this morning. I started up a hornet's nest.
No, it's over.
We haven't had many potheads hanging around anymore. I mean, seriously?
I promise you, Sunday, when I cut that key off, if I'd have had some, I'd have twisted one.
Hey, man, this is out of control. Rolling one up, talking about Candy Mountain and Peppermint Park.
This is next level right here, boys.
Oh, here's one from Tony G, man, down in Rockport. Y'all need to crack a window in that studio. What you guys smoking? Roll one up. Oh, my God.
What do you got in this coffee?
You got a picture of a joint on the deal, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'll never go away. Listen, Johnny B.
Hey, Johnny B.
Rolling one.
Yeah, he might be sitting at the kitchen table doing something.
Fire! This is too good.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 435 here in the Bayou City. Now we're going to run up to Lake Conroe and check in with our good friend, the fish dude, old Richard Tosh. Richard, what's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you this morning?
Oh, just hanging out.
I heard that. These dang old gnats are pretty bad this morning. These lights on them. Oh. At least there's a little breeze. So I say gnats are dang old mayflies, what they are mostly.
I'd rather have mosquitoes.
I know. Good night. I tell you what, them dang mayflies are horrible. Because whenever they get through, they just sit down and die, and they kind of dissolve all over the boat. So it's just nasty. That's all about cleaning it. But it's all right. We're going to get out here and see what's happening today anyway. I know I'm going to try some different catfish spots because I got too dang many people jumping on one of my favorites. So I'm letting it go now. So just let it
gave it away.
Else have it.
Just move in, take over, boys. I'm good.
I know. Yeah, might as well, because ain't going to be nothing there for a while. But it's, you know, the thing is, I can usually get about 5-6 years out of a spot anyway. A good spot, you know, for where everybody kind of finds it. So I'm going to move back to some of my old good spots. That's what I figure I'm going to do, because I've got some other ones that are really good that I keep watching. They hadn't been nobody hitting them about 3 or 4 years, so that's a good thing. They'll be stacked up on them now. There'll be some bigger ones, too. And them hybrids, I hope these dang old hybrids bite pretty good today. I didn't even check the water temperature this morning, so I don't know what it even is setting at. So we'll take a look right quick, see if we can figure that out.
Yeah.
But it's 84. Good night. It dropped down pretty good. 84 degree water temperature. So they moved on. So dropped down from, and that, you know, 84. You say it's not, or I say that's not bad. But you take and figure what a month ago it was 92, and then it dropped to 87. Like after that last storm, a couple of these little rain storms got it to drop down to about 80. 84, and then now it's on down. So, hey, good night. I love it. It's and the water's not bad either. It's just it needs to come up a little bit, but they ain't gonna let it come up, man. Evaporation's taking a lot of it, and this year they kind of adjusted on it. A lot of people think they are, you know, they complain about the water enough, dragging it down 2 feet low during hurricane season. This year they're only taking it 1.75 feet, so that's perfect. That right there, I think, is a good, happy medium.
How much water does Conroe lose in a day in the really heat of the summer in evaporation? An inch a day, 2 inches? How does that work?
About a half inch a day. And that's, you know, that's kind of funny you mentioned that. Whenever they put the water treatment plant in a few years ago, and one of the reasons for it is to conserve water. You know, people don't think about it that way, but it's actually to conserve water, because the way they were releasing water before was, or utilizing the water, is they would release it out of here, send it down the San Jacinto River into Houston, Lake Houston. Houston would filter it out, send it out to everybody, and then you know, distribute it. Well, you've got ground seepage and evaporation between a lot, not only in Lake Conroe, but along the riverbanks and down in Lake Houston. So you're losing a half inch a day in evaporation here. Mm-hmm. And then you lose whatever's going down the river in Lake Houston. Then you're picking it back up. When they built this plant, they sent it down through a pipe. So you eliminated all that ground seepage and evaporation. I mean, there's none. So you're utilizing every ounce of water that comes through that pipe. And that's a good thing. Plus, it's already cleaned water from that point. So, but when that plant came online, I noticed we lost an additional half inch a day. So it's about an inch a day. And, you know, it's maintaining. So it's a good thing. This year it's maintaining. Last year it went a little haywire, but they pulled it down to that 2 feet. And that's kind of 2 feet is one of those numbers that's kind of, it's manageable, but if you let it get out of hand, it can go way south real quick. It can either go way down or way up really quick. So the way upside, they got a handle on, but the way down part, you can't control it when it gets that low. I mean, there's no way to kind of make up that additional, you know, 4 to 5 inches there. You just can't do it. You know, it's one of those things with these dang hybrids with this water temperature drop, I think they're going to do all right this morning. I just about got all my dang shad caught.
Let me ask you something before I forget about it. What award did your wife win about 8 or 10 days ago that I saw?
Good night. You know, she works for the dang prison.
Oh, okay. I thought she worked for TPNW or something. I go, I don't remember Richard telling me that.
No. Okay. She's up there at prison, and she's been up there for over 30 dang years.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah, they gave her that 30-year service award up there, and she, that was before she retired. She doesn't retire and come back. She's been back for 3 years. I mean, good. It's crazy. That woman's crazy. I guarantee you, she's just plumb nuts. But that's
dealing with America's finest.
Well, no wonder
she puts up with you.
Exactly. I'm a relief, I guess. I don't know, but good.
Hey, you're a choir boy compared to some of those rascals.
I guarantee you I am. I ain't no doubt about that. But, you know, there's a lot of good people in there just messed up, too. So, I'm on both sides of that. You got some really bad ones, and you got some people that just messed up. So, I got 10 folks been in there. A lot of people does. So, it's some of them just hard heads and just ain't going to get over it, and others, they just mess up one time and that's it. You know, and they'll be.
You know, you think
it.
They'd learn after going back time after time after time, but they don't.
Some of them don't.
Some of them don't.
They really don't. And then you know, when you get the drugs involved, a lot of that's that's kind of like a break. You know, Give me a break before I kill myself. You know, that's what that kind of amounts to. You know, and it's a hard thing to see. You know. But it is what it is. You know, that's part of living where we live and people doing what they do, you know, being knuckleheads. And, you know, that's why I tell people all the time, you get your kids out fishing, they'll stay out of trouble most of the time. That's how my dad kept me out of trouble. Because I was a hard head when I was a kid. I guarantee you, I wanted to fight everybody under the sun. And it's every Friday night we'd go fishing. They kept me out of trouble by just taking me fishing. That's I can't complain. There ain't no doubt. That's a good thing in my book.
Yeah, I've been incarcerated by the outdoor world all my life. You know,
I'll tell you what, I have
fishing and hunting. That's
you locked me up. I couldn't stand it.
No, there ain't no way. I knew that at a young age. There's no way that I can take life in a cage. I got to be good.
I guarantee you. Don't put me in no kennel.
No, I'm not kindling up.
No, sir. I'm going to fight it as much as I can. I guarantee you, there ain't no doubt. You know, I lost another dog last night. So my last black lab. Yeah, I know. Good night. She made it. She was going downhill. She had that dang cancer all around her throat and everything else.
Yeah.
Done made her blind and everything. Then let her out yesterday, and wife went looking for her, and she said, "See, I can't find her nowhere." She says, "Well, I was changing boards on my dang boat trailer." So I said, "I'm right in the middle of this. I can't help right now. You go get on it four-wheeler and go looking for her." She found her. All right. So
I
know it is. But, you know, it's part of life. You know, I mean, good night. That dog, I've had that since, oh, goodness, she's probably 17, 18 years old.
That's an old black lab. That's a long time for a lab. So that dog had a good life. We're all not going to get out of here alive, Richard.
We're all working to the end.
If you never got the memo on that, we're not getting out of here alive.
I guarantee it. I'm going to have fun every dang day, too.
Yes, sir.
I ain't no doubt about that. Catch as many of these dang fish as I can catch.
How's your bookings looking for the fall and early winter? You got plenty of openings? Somebody wants to hook up?
Right now I got plenty of openings right now, and it's it's one of those things. It'll start kind of book weekends, will book up. Weekdays typically will stay open for a while, but weekends typically book up. But if anybody wants to get in touch with me to go fishing, they can call me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Richard, have a good day, and sorry about your dog, brother.
I hear you, Mickey. I hear you. Y'all have fun.
All right, bud. Take care. All right. That's Richard Tosh up on Lake Conroe. Lost his dog. Man, it's like losing a kid for some of us. Some people, they take their dogs pretty serious. All right, well, speaking of good old dogs, let's run down to Matagorda to talk to Captain Charlie P. Charlie Paradosky, what's up, buddy?
Man, I feel like an old dog.
Sure you got do. Any new tricks?
No.
No new tricks?
No. Same old stuff. Same old song and dance.
Boy, how do you like all this high water?
I don't. I've got a way to get that today, and I can't get to where I've been catching them. I got to go hunting all over again.
Well, and fish are supposed to cooperate. They're supposed to crawl right up on the bank when it gets bulled up like this.
Yeah, well, that's where the redfish are. I know.
Oh, I bet they are. You've been mauling them redfish.
Yeah. I weighed fish Monday, and it was really good. You know, 18 to 20. I think the biggest trout we had was 22, but just all good, solid trout.
Oh, yeah.
In the past 2 days, I've hit boat fishermen and after those redfish. They'd never caught redfish before, so it's big time for them. In fact, yesterday at 9 o'clock, they were tired of catching them, so they were ready to come in. They were worn out.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you're on them, man.
There's a lot of like 21-inch redfish. It's like all those redfish that we've been catching were like 18, 19 inches for several years are now, you know, just right.
Yeah, I've grown into the slot.
Yeah, I'd rather, definitely would rather clean those than those 27, 28.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, they start getting, man, it's like cleaning cattle when you get into the big ones.
And there's plenty of them there, too. I mean, they're all mixed up, but there's, where before you were catching undersized reds, not legal, they're all legal. Lots of them.
You remember years and years ago when you'd get in a school of reds, we had so many reds, when you get in a school, they were all like clones. They were all the same size.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you notice they're mixed. I mean, you may get in a school and catch a 21, then a 28, then a 32 or a 40. I mean, it's crazy how they don't separate like they used to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all different now.
It is. Well, you're right about that.
Everything about this is different. But it's been pretty good. Been pretty good. Now I've got people today that the wade fishermen today, and they don't want to mess with those reds. And I got to go hunting all over again, find them somewhere shallow because that tide came up a foot yesterday.
Wow.
You know, from what it was Monday. And I'll bet it's a little higher this morning. But,
well, they've got coastal flood advisories out from Galveston down to Corpus.
Yeah. But that's that equinox causing that, isn't it? That's not from...
Well, that's helping, you know. But, Sally, it sat there for so long up in that central Gulf area just churning and moving so slow that it was spreading water everywhere down both coastlines. Back to the east and the west.
Man, I'm glad they got it instead of us. Holy cow.
Yeah, I'll be talking to Jeff Code after the top of the hour and see how much water he got at Venice. They dodged a bullet there, boy, because it, you know, original target was, you know, that Grand Isle and Boothville area.
Right. Yeah, they lucked out.
Yeah, they did.
They
That's
lucked
good. I'm
out.
Glad. I'm glad to know somebody that we're friends with that lucked out in 2020.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Now, what's this other storm that's down here below Corpus?
Well, I was just watching it on a local news channel, and she was talking about it, a 90% chance of turning into something. And we have a front coming down. It looks like it's going to ride the outside of that front out into the middle of the Gulf and then turn back around and go in down in South Texas somewhere.
Wow.
Or possibly even Mexico. But none of the models had us in target range or anything like that.
And I heard you say earlier that that's the way Harvey started, too?
That's what a listener texted me all the stuff on that. Yeah, so that's where Harvey, how it kind of, remember it came in and started out down there and it hit Rockport and, you know, swung back our way and circled around and sat on top of us for so long.
Yeah.
Rockport got complete, they got all the wind and water damage just smoked And then we got all the rain fallout from it.
We don't want that.
No. No, sir.
But, well, fishing has been good. Continues to be good. I saw more of a crowd yesterday than I had earlier in the week. But there was a lot of people fishing yesterday. So we don't have those crowds like we, you know, had there for, hell, how many months? 4 months?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Every day. So maybe some of them are going back to work or whatever. Don't know. You fish this week?
No, I did not. I don't have any trips right now. And I'm just laying low.
Well,
ready to get cranked up when it all comes together.
You know, I remember last year we got the equinox. It seemed like it was the first 2 weeks of October where those tides stayed super high. But I guess we're going to get them now, a little earlier.
Oh, yeah. We'll see what these storms do. I'll be glad to get out of this hurricane season unscathed, if that's possible.
Yeah, if that's possible.
Yeah.
Well, there's three or four way down there.
Now, actually, you know, our real equinox really begins September 22nd. But we're already seeing the tides off of Sally and this time of year. So we got to look forward to this for another, you know, week or 10 days.
Yeah. I saw one stretch of water, about a mile of it, where the shoreline was just chunked full of shrimp on the north shoreline of West Bridgewater Bay, but I haven't seen that. It seemed like last year at this time I'm seeing it quite a bit.
Yeah.
All over. So it'll start falling out here pretty quick. We're going to go and see what we can do today, Mickey.
Well, I wish y'all the best.
Isn't
y'all's Guides Cup coming up?
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah. Yeah, we normally have two different chapters, but they canceled one of them, and they're going to have the other one Tuesday.
I got you. What, do y'all draw your teams, or you take who you want, or how does that work?
Well, this time they didn't have a banquet. What they did, they auctioned them off at a banquet.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have the banquet, so they had to do it through like a silent auction, a bid.
Yeah, a virtual online auction.
Right.
I got you. Everything's virtual now.
Yeah.
School, I mean, you name it.
I got somebody that really don't want to wait, so I don't know what I'm going to do yet. There's not a lot of drifting going on in East Bay right now.
Yeah, this time of year, over your way, you want to get in the water. That's the prize. All right, Charlie. Well, good luck to you next week in that. If somebody wants to call you about going fishing, man, throw them out a number.
713-725-2401.
All right, bud. Well, Charlie, you have a good day. Good luck to you, man. Be safe out there.
All right. Take care, Mickey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.